Hello, everybody. My name is DJ Aventura, and you are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio, the official radio station at Dominican University. What is up, guys? How is everyone doing? I hope you're all doing really well. It has been kind of a crazy first few weeks, right, of our semester. I think we're rolling into week five, maybe. I am excited to see what comes this week. It's been weird. I feel like usually by this time of the semester, I'm already into a more set rhythm. And I feel like this semester, because it's online, because it's so different, and I'm at home, I'm still working on getting to that rhythm, you know. But slowly but surely, we'll get there. And I hope everyone is also feeling like they're starting to get that. But it's fall. It's just turned fall, and I'm so excited. I love fall. It's no longer my favorite season, though. I have shifted to summer being my favorite season. I think before, when I was in high school, fall was definitely it because, you know, football games on Friday nights and the leaves turning colors. But I've sort of shifted my favoritism to summer just because I do live in a beach town. I do love the sun. And I don't know why I never felt that way when I was younger, but now it's definitely summer. But fall is still strong in second place there. And I'm really excited. I do love Halloween. I love Halloween movies and candy. And it's going to be different this year, but I'm still excited. I'm still looking forward to it. But I also keep thinking, oh my gosh, it's already fall. It's already September. And at the same time, it's barely fall. It's barely September. This year has dragged on, right? I mean, we left for spring break in March, and it's been spring break for 6 months now. And you're, you know, kind of thinking, hey, when will this end? Even though we're in a whole new school year, whole new semester. But I'm excited for what's to come. I'm ready to keep moving, whether that's virtually or in person. I'm ready. But let's add a little bit of positivity into what we are going to be talking about today. I want to take you once again on a trip to another country, leave our little home or bed, wherever you might be listening from, and let you visit this country that's been on my, I would say, top 10 list of places I want to visit before I'm 30 and definitely before I die, because it is beautiful. I have been obsessed with it since I was really little. I'll talk a little bit more about why later. But if you know who Shakira is, if you know who Juanes is, if you've heard of Pablo Escobar, or maybe you've had some really good coffee, you probably know about Colombia. So Colombia is located in South America. It is considered to be the gateway, right, to South America. It's right at the tip of the continent. It's not a really big country in comparison to the United States or Mexico or Brazil, per se, but it is a pretty diverse country, and what I've learned about it so far is that it has influences from the many different countries that border it, as well as just cultures in general from the world. To the northwest, you have Panama, and after kind of a section of coast, you get to Ecuador in the southwest. Peru is the southernmost neighbor. They do have a lot of influences from Peru. You get to Brazil if you're southeast, going southeast in Colombia, and Venezuela is to the northeast. There is another coastal area at the top there, at the north of Colombia, that will be the Caribbean Sea with some obviously beautifully warm waters. I really, 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 really want to visit Colombia, whether it is the coast or the very middle of the country, because it has so many beautiful aspects of its culture, whether that is the native aspect or the colonial aspects, the music, the food, the people. I just recently finished a novela, actually, on Netflix. I recommend it. It's called La Reina del Flow, about a young woman who lives in Colombia. She grows up there. A lot of stuff happens. A lot of drama happens. And she ends up being a famous reggaeton star in the end. It's kind of hard to explain because it's a whole kind of roller coaster novela, as novelas tend to be. If you watch novelas, you know they can get drama all the way through. And this one is definitely not the exception. But I love it and I recommend it to anyone. That's called La Reina del Flow. But we'll talk a little bit more about reggaeton later and what influences that has from Colombian artists and Colombian folk music as well. Like I mentioned, super diverse country, and it stems in, its influences stem much like many other countries in Central and South America, as well as Mexico and the United States, from European colonization in Colombia in particular. It is Spain. When you look at Colombia's history, it's really similar to Mexico's history in that there is already a very large population of indigenous people there, of native Colombians, prior to it being called Colombia. They were greatly affected by what is colonization by the Spaniards in the 16th century. The Spaniards came, a lot of these indigenous populations were decimated by disease, by guns, what they teach us in history class, the 3 G's, the guns, germs, and God. There's the spread of Christianity to these indigenous communities, which was sort of detrimental to many of them. I also, though, want to acknowledge that we wouldn't have the Colombia that we have today and the music, the culture that we have today without colonialism. I often am in a conflict being a product of colonialism myself, in that, I wouldn't be here without it. But I also really don't agree with the fact that they hurt so many already established cultures at that time. But it's sort of a balancing, you have to think about, you have to appreciate both cultures while also acknowledging the harm one does to the other. And it's tough to do, but I think as we continue forward in life, we have to acknowledge these things. We have to remember how much influences these have in what we are now. There's a few main cities that I will be discussing a bit more when it comes to music, but if you're visiting Colombia, you'll probably want to hit Medellin. You'll want to hit Bogota, Cali, Cartagena. Cartagena is a beautiful coastal city. These are heavily influenced by colonial aspects, as I mentioned, but also there are 87 recognized indigenous tribes in Colombia. And I think that's so amazing that there are still 87 very well-recognized tribes, because, when you look at the way the United States has treated its native population, has kind of moved forward from that, we've seen the way that these populations were essentially destroyed and are now extinct, and we have lost a lot of that language. And I think it's amazing that Colombia has been able to continue to promote the native population, and people have been able to hold on to that culture. That's not to say that there hasn't been problems with these populations having conflict with the government or corporations that have come in and decimated their land. So we have to acknowledge that as well. But in the rest of this show today, guys, we're going to continue talking about Colombia. We're going to talk about Colombian music, my favorite artists from Colombia, old ones as well as new ones, and kind of what goes on in the area. So I'm excited to keep doing that. Just a reminder, I am DJ Aventura, and you are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, guys. You are listening to Rhythms of the World on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Aventura, and we're talking about Colombia, right? Colombia and its music and its people and just the amazing place that is Colombia. We're going to focus this segment on the music, though. It has been music that I've listened to my whole life. I've been a fan of music ever since I can remember, but Colombian music, and I wouldn't necessarily say that I've been a fan of Colombian music, as in the folk music or the historically native music of Colombia, but the music that I've listened to has been heavily influenced by Colombian music. If it's cumbia, it's Colombian. That means anything from Selena to Los Angeles Azules to La Sonora Dinamita that are Mexican cumbia groups that I've listened to growing up, they've all been influenced by Colombian cumbia. So we're going to talk a little bit about the history of it a little bit. It has influences primarily from the natives, the indigenous population that we talked about before this, the Spaniards who colonized the area, and African slaves who were brought over by the Spaniards or by any of the colonizers who were there. Some brought from Cuba, but a lot of them brought directly from Africa. There's three different primarily regional styles. There's the Andean, stemming from the Andes, the Colombian Atlantic, and then the Colombian Pacific. You can kind of see the regions, as I mentioned before. The Colombian Atlantic will be more of the Venezuela side, the Brazil side, whereas the Colombian Pacific is Ecuador, is the coast there of Colombia, it's Peru. You know, these influences will show up there. Some of the instruments, though, that are part of Colombian music include African percussion, the drums. You know, this is drums are in a lot of Central and South American music are brought over by African slaves during the time of the conquest or colonial times when they are brought over and they bring their rhythms with them. There's also a lot of indigenous population which influenced more of the melodies of the music, where it's not as much of the deeper drumming, it's more of the melody in the music, for sure. There are these instruments called gaitas. There are two flutes. One is a male and one is female. And the male actually does the harmony of a lot of the music, while the female is the melody. And I think that's really cool that there is this specific instrument that will focus on these two different parts, very important parts of music, right? They're made out of feather tubes and wax. So I think something so simple to put together, right, can make something so beautiful. That's awesome. And we see that in a lot of different instruments that come primarily from native cultures. Things that you may never have considered an instrument. As I mentioned, I think in the last show, the quijada in Mexico is a native instrument that they use. It's like the jaw of a goat, you know? Just these things that, if you can get a rhythm out of it, it's an instrument. There's also the flauta de millo, it's a flute. It's made from millo cane, and it's used primarily for the melodies. It looks a lot like a flute that you would think of today, except it's obviously not a instrument that is so complex, but it is still beautiful, and it's made out of wood, and it was heavily used by the native people of Colombia for their music. There is also the tiple. This is a member of the guitar family, and it's actually meant to accompany the guitar. So when you're listening to something with some guitar, you'll most likely hear some tiple in there as well. Now you think of the tambora and the tambora alegre. These are the percussion primarily that you'll hear in folk music that is Colombian. This will be something like the drums you think of today, right? That are just the two drumsticks and the little circular drum. That'll be the tambora, the bass drum. And then there is the Mary drum, which is a drum that you might think of more when you're thinking of an African drum, right? When it's the one that's kind of shaped like a chalice and it has strings attached, you know, you'll hear it. You can hear that different rhythm, definitely. Continuing with percussion, there is a calling drum and there is a huacharaca. Huacharaca, interesting pronunciation there. The huacharaca is actually like, it's like a stick and you use like a, it almost looks like a fork and you kind of run this fork over it and it makes, I don't know how you would compare it maybe to like the washboard in the United States, you know, that you think of, it's that running over another instrument and making that like noise. That's probably not accurate at all, but I do know that that is what this, the style that this huacharaca is supposed to make. There's a few different genres in Colombian music. There is cumbia, which I mentioned before, which is used often in when people are dancing. It's different than Mexican cumbia in terms of dancing because in Mexican cumbia, there's a lot of steps, a lot of turning, a lot of spinning. And when you look at Colombian cumbia when they're dancing, it's smaller steps. It's a lot more hand movements. And you'll typically see the people dancing cumbia folclórica in really large dresses the way you see folclórico in Mexico. You'll see the big dresses in Jalisco. You'll see those in Colombia and their traditional dances as well. And it's so beautiful. If you get the chance to look up on YouTube, cumbia colombiana dance, do it for sure. You'll see these amazingly beautiful women and their huge spread out dresses that if you turn, they're like, you know, it almost looks like a flower. And then you have the guys in these traditional white, most of the time, outfits with their Colombian flag colors displayed and their little hats. And I just think it's so cool to watch them dance. As you all know, I'm a big fan of dancing, and getting to see these traditional dances from other places, listening to this music, it genuinely fills my heart. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to try this. So if you get the opportunity to look at that, definitely do. But there's also the bambuco, which is, if it's different, it's, I think, slower. I've heard a few different styles of bambuco, but my favorite style is definitely the slower style, more guitar-based, I would say. There's also now the more contemporary pop and rock styles of music from Colombia, which we'll talk about a little bit more later when I talk about some of my favorite artists from Colombia, and I'm really excited for that. I would say that cumbia, though, is definitely the most popular, if you think of in terms of like most known style of music from Colombia, traditional style of music from Colombia. It was created primarily from native melodies and African rhythms. And there are two types. There's like the more classical style of cumbia and the more modern cumbia as well. Modern cumbia will have a lot more like techno influences. This is something I actually hadn't heard of until I was doing my research for this radio show, but it almost reminds me of dubstep. If you look it up, you'll find some stuff that like is kind of reminiscent of a dubstep style, techno influences, a lot of that. And then classical cumbia will be the more classic style of dance and music. And I really hope you guys get the chance to look at these, because these are amazing. And I wish I could show them better on here. I mean, the music I have is wonderful, but the quality you guys will get to listen to, if you look it up yourselves, it's much, much better. But yeah, these are the primary styles of music that are traditional styles. When we come back, I will talk a little bit more about some of my favorite artists and what's going on in Colombia today. Remember, this is DJ Aventura coming at you guys with Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio. Welcome back, guys. This is Rhythms of the World with DJ Aventura. We are on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. And we are going to talk a little bit about some Colombian artists right now. I'm going to save my favorite artist and talk primarily about her in the next segment, but I'm going to go over a few other artists that have huge, huge, huge success in Colombia as well as all over the world right now, and they are honestly just killing the game. I'm going to talk about Karol G, Carlos Vives, and Juanes, as well as J Balvin and a little bit of Maluma. So I'm going to start off with a woman who is relatively new to the reggaeton genre, but that's where I've listened to her primarily. She is Carolina Giraldo Navarro, also known as Karol G. She is 29 and from Medellin, Colombia. So she primarily focuses her music styles in urban style, reggaeton music. And she's a singer and songwriter. She writes a lot of her stuff and collabs with a lot of artists. But she got her start on the Colombian X Factor, which just goes to show how much influence we have on each other as countries. You know, X Factor being in the United States is kind of spread all over the world and brought out some really amazing artists, Karol G being one of them. She is currently engaged to another reggaeton artist. His name is Anuel AA, and we will talk about him in another show later on this season. But she is a huge advocate for arts and culture in her hometown of Medellin, but also in Colombia in general. And I think that's so awesome when you get to see these artists who, you know, have gone through the work, have been successful, and come back and promote it and promote it and promote it for the younger generations. Because a lot of times, you know, these artists come from essentially really difficult backgrounds, and coming into these also difficult futures that involve, you know, the music industry and fame and fortune. But when they're humble enough to go back and help out the community they grew up in, I think that's amazing. And there are a lot of artists that I can think of that do this, but I think it's really important, especially that a young woman does this, because a lot of the time, I think women are not taken as seriously. But when they see someone who's gone out and done something and come back and say, hey, look, you could be just like me, keep working hard, keep going at it, I think that's awesome. And I have plenty of women like that in my life, and I really appreciate seeing this in Colombia and just all over the world. But props to Karol G, because she is killing the game, not only musically, but in just helping out her community as well. Some of her most notable music is, if you've ever heard Tusa, you know the hype around the song. She did a collab with Nicki Minaj, and oh my gosh, that song was like the song, I would say, from when it came out up until not that long ago. I mean, my music taste changes throughout, you know, the year, but I was still listening to that song as like one of my bigger hits in June, and right now it's September, and even now, if that song comes on, we're not skipping that in the car. You know, that's a jam. And Nicki Minaj is an artist who is really big in the United States, and to have someone like Karol G collab with her, I think that shot up Karol G's reach even more than what she had already done for herself, which I think is awesome, seeing, again, women empowering women and killing the game, as I mentioned. I'm going to talk a little bit about Juanes now. Juanes is Juan Esteban Aritz... let me make sure I pronounce this right. Aristizabal Vázquez. He is better known as Juanes. As I mentioned before, he is a singer-songwriter as well from Colombia with some amazing hits such as La Camisa Negra. If you know that song, oh my gosh. I was probably like 6, 7 years old singing that song. I had no business to be singing that song, but it's like I have a black shirt, like my black soul, but it's like, it's just the rhythm of the song, really. It just gets you moving, gets you dancing, and it's something that I will always remember. Singing my cousins and I remember we'd sit and we'd watch the music video, and there was these three girls dancing, and we're like, I'm that one. One of us would be like, I'm that one, and we'd get up and, you know, remake this music video. I have the best memories of that. But yeah, this is another really famous artist from Colombia. I'd say he's up there with Shakira and Carlos Vives. He started off in a band. I think he was 17. Yeah, 17. In something called Ecchimosis. And this was, I want to say 1988. He's 48 now. But he went on to release a few albums with them, and then he got a lot of recognition in Colombia. Then later on, he goes on to kind of go off a little more by himself, and he ends up becoming famous not only in Colombia, but in a bunch of countries in Central and South America, and even in Mexico. Like I mentioned, would listen to him, and that is because my sister listened to him, who got her influences from, you know, cousins in Mexico, and they were all playing his music. And if you have heard either La Camisa Negra, Adios Le Pido, you know that Juanes is like pop rock kind of style, more rock, I would say, but definitely with these urban influences in it, and it gets you dancing. The rhythm is contagious. It'll get you moving, and that is something I look for when I look for my artists. You know, there are moments when you want to listen to these songs and sit and cry maybe, but this will not be that type of music. This is the music that you play when you're driving in the car, windows down, hands out. I love the vibe that you get from Juanes's music. If you get a chance, definitely look him up. Super famous artist again. There's also Carlos Alberto Vives Restrepo, who is better known as Carlos Vives. He is an artist who was born in Santa Marta. My favorite song of his, I actually haven't heard much of his music, but he is a really famous artist from Colombia. Of his music, my favorite song is La Bicicleta. It is a mix with Shakira. And the filming of their music video, I didn't know this until recently, but was actually filmed in both of their home cities in Colombia, which I think is so awesome. Again, bringing back the music to their home countries. I think that's amazing. But yeah, he kind of got his start at a pretty young age as well. And kind of went into some acting, some movies he did, and eventually came back and hit the music scene hard. He has a few different songs that are very similar to Juanes in that they'll get you up and moving and dancing. As I mentioned, these are my favorite kind of songs. I'm trying to think of the name of, I want to say it's La Gozadera. Is that the one he's in? I'm going to have to double check, but that's the type of music I will go to when I'm like in my feelings. I'm down, I'm sad, and I'm like, you know what? I need to get up and dance and get this feeling out of here, you know? I want to sing, dance, move around, get some energy going. This is the type of music. His, Juanes, Karol G, two other artists that I love from Colombia, but unfortunately I won't have as much time to speak about them today, are J Balvin and Maluma, who are reggaeton artists, also killing the game. J Balvin just came out with a album called Colores, and it's essentially each song is a different color. It's titled a different color, and each one has its like own flavor, its own feel. All of them, like I mentioned, evoke this feeling of like, I want to get up and dance, while also expressing these stories that are like super different, super, there's one called Negro and one called Rojo, where Rojo is like a super kind of almost sad song. If you watch the video, oh my gosh, I do not recommend watching the video, but it'll bring you to tears. But then you listen to Negro and it's like, I can do anything kind of song. Like, I'm independent, going out, doing me. So they give these, he gives all these different flavors in the album, and I recommend it to anyone who's looking to find a new artist. That'll blow your mind for sure, for sure. Just want to remind you all, I am DJ Aventura. You're listening to Rhythms of the World. We are talking about Colombia today, only here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University. Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Aventura, and you are listening to Rhythms of the World on Penguin Radio. Guys, it's time to talk about my absolute favorite artist ever, favorite singer, favorite dancer. You probably have seen her in various TV shows, on various award shows, and if you didn't know her before January, when was the Super Bowl, you probably definitely know her now. Shakira is amazing. That is what I have to say from the very beginning. Gosh, I love this lady. And I have loved her ever since I was really little. There are home videos of me literally sitting, you know, not even being able to walk yet and like dancing to her music. This is definitely my sister's fault, my two older sisters' fault. They were huge Shakira fans before I was born and threw me right into that same boat. She deserves the title of Queen of Latin Music. A lot of people refer to her as that, and I 110% agree. Her full name is Shakira Isabel Mebarak Ripoll. She's married to Gerard Piqué, who plays for FC Barcelona. But gosh, this woman, you just hear the name Shakira and you know who we're talking about, right? You know who this woman is. She was born in Colombia, in Barranquilla, to a Lebanese father and a Colombian mother. She's 43 now. I think she was born in 1977. And she is a singer, songwriter, record producer, dancer, actor, philanthropist, and so much more, a mom now. And oh my gosh, I'm telling you, I've loved this lady for as long as I can remember. It's funny, you know, when you love an artist so much, you almost feel like you're a part of their life or they're a part of yours, right? That's exactly how I feel about Shakira. I see her as like this older sister of mine, a cool aunt, you know? And I always have and probably always will. She is, gosh, amazing. Just in her singing career, you know, besides the philanthropy and the record producing and participating in award shows and Super Bowls, just as a singer herself, she has done so much for music, I think. When you look back, she had two studio albums before she really hit, you know, the charts with her third studio album called Pies Descalzos, which Bare Feet is what it's called. That was in 1995. And then later on, she gained even more fame with Donde Están Los Ladrones, which is translated to Where Are the Robbers, in 1998. And her English album, Laundry Service, in 2001. These three kind of skyrocketed her into this world of music. And rightfully so. She has songs on there that, like I mentioned with the other artists, will get you dancing, will get you singing, but will also get you thinking about what's going on in the world. ¿Dónde están los ladrones? The album, but also just that particular song is essentially saying, like, where are the robbers? You know, like, where are the people who are controlling us? Where are the people? She says in her song, like, maybe it's me, maybe it's you, maybe it's the government, maybe it's the church. She just talks about these issues that are so important to society, and especially right now. And her music is from the 1990s and resonates so much right now. She has a song called Timor, which I recommend to anyone. In the song, she talks about people in East Timor. She says, basically, she's like, if you forget about us, like, what's going to happen in the United States? You know, like, don't forget about us in the United States. But then what if you forget about us in East Timor? Like, what the people in East Timor, what's going to happen to them if we forget about them? Because they are places that are typically forgotten by a lot of people. And I think that's the beauty of her music. It's not just that song, but a lot of songs that she brings out this idea of, you know, there's so much to fix in this world, and we have to do our part to do so. I think that ties in well with her philanthropy. She is a founder of the Pies Descalzos Foundation, which is a Colombian charity that has special schools for poor children all around Colombia. And it was funded by Shakira and other groups, not just from Colombia, but internationally, to provide support for students who were of low income, poor students in Colombia. It's named after her third studio album, and she has not only worked with that campaign, but she's a UNICEF ambassador. She works with the FC Barcelona crew to teach children through sports. And she continues to work with, like, the World Literacy Foundation. She worked with President Obama in being on a commission that helped with education for Hispanics in the United States, and continues to work in these spots where she sees, you know, this is lacking in the world. How can I fix it? Or how can I put my little piece in to fix it, right? Something that we should all strive to do. And she's been an inspiration to me my whole life, not only because of her philanthropy, but just her ability to reach audiences all over the world. She's not just famous in Colombia. She's not just famous in the United States for her music, but all over the world. I mean, we saw her in the Waka Waka music video, singing the anthem for the 2010 World Cup. She had, as I mentioned before, she did the Super Bowl, and that has been seen all over the world as well. Her father is Lebanese, and she has done a lot of work in the Middle East as well, in Lebanon just recently when there was the explosion. I don't remember exactly how much she donated, but she definitely put in her time and her effort to make sure people knew what was going on, and to make sure that she has something to do with the help and the rebuilding of this country. And she, I like, even just gives me chills talking about her, because she's so amazing. As I mentioned, I've loved her since I was little. I love her music. I will probably always love her music. My sisters and I will play her music so loud in the car, so loud here at home. My mom has probably heard every single album over and over. She probably knows all the words just like I do. I remember one summer I was like, I'm making it my goal to learn, like, I don't remember which album it was, but one of the albums, every single word. And my mom was like, turn it off, turn it off. And by the end of that summer, I knew every single word of every single song on that album. And I don't regret that one bit because I love Shakira and I will always love Shakira. And Colombia in general, gosh, it's a beautiful country. I hope I get the opportunity to visit sooner than later. Get to see Bogota, get to see Medellin, Cartagena, and just experience this beautiful, amazing country that is a part of this world we live in. Guys, this has been Rhythms of the World. I am your host, DJ Aventura. Thank you so much for listening on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I will see you guys next week again on Rhythms of the World.